This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let me take a detour here from Facebook for a bit and get us back to our regularly scheduled trade war coverage. And the latest volley came from Chinese President Xi Jinping, who got conciliatory in a speech last night. He said he is committed to opening up the Chinese economy to more foreign businesses and products, which sounds great. Emphasis on the sounds. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
There's at least some consensus among experts that Xi didn't really offer anything new in his speech today. But Michael Pillsbury, director of the Center for Chinese Strategy at the Hudson Institute, says it could well have been worse.
It could have been a hellfire and brimstone nationalistic speech that China will never back down and China will fight to the end. And instead, he talked about continuing the reforms and opening up of China.
Xi said Beijing will increase imports, lower tariffs on automobiles, and significantly broaden market access for American firms, but he didn't offer specifics or timetables for many of these promises. Michael Herson is director for China at the Eurasia Group. He says the Trump administration's trying to reset the economic relationship with China. The negotiations and discourse between the two nations would have to be much more specific for any real change to occur.
It's really the industrial policies and policies related to innovation that are becoming increasingly intense in terms of the U.S.-China rivalry.
In his speech today, Xi specifically addressed Beijing's Made in China 2025 strategy and the country's aspiration to lead the world in technology innovation. He also said China would increase enforcement of intellectual property protections. But Claire Reed, a former U.S. Trade Representative for China Affairs in Washington, says that's complicated.
Because one of the problems with intellectual property theft in China is that the theft occurs and then it's extremely hard to get a remedy for it.
And at the moment, Reed says the penalties are nowhere near enough to deter the crime. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.